Hear that? It's the sound of you catching up on all the latest and greatest fintech news, trends, and updates thanks to Streetworthy, Yield Street's bi-weekly newsletter. Stay in the know with CEO Milind Mahiri as he takes a closer look at what's happening in the fintech space, then breaks down what each story could mean for investors like you. Give your portfolio the edge it deserves and subscribe to Streetworthy on LinkedIn today.
What is good, everyone? Nicole Kasperson here, and welcome to another edition of News Bites, a Yield Street times What the Fintech collaboration. Today, I'm weighing in on timely fintech news topics and trends you should be paying attention to. In this episode, we're going over MasterCard filing trademarks for metaverse commerce, neobank Winden's recent fundraise, and Apple launching its breakout project. Let's dive in.
I'm Nicole Kasperson, fintech journalist, and this is What the Fintech.
Development and expansion in the metaverse is showing no signs of slowing down as MasterCard files 15 trademarks for metaverse commerce. From a finance perspective, this makes sense since Web 3.0 is a natural hotbed for future-facing fintech and DeFi innovation to grow and break new ground. MasterCard looks like they're trying to make sure they're one of the biggest payment processors in the digital virtual reality / augmented reality world, just as much as they are in the analog one. Their efforts seem to be focusing on NFTs like music and the growth of virtual communities. MasterCard ramping up its presence in the metaverse is yet another sign of the finance industry's steady transition into the world of Web3. HSBC has already announced that they will close 70 branches in Britain and will instead be focusing their resources on building out their metaverse branches. They have also launched a metaverse-specific investment portfolio. And according to a Bloomberg report, the metaverse may be an $800 billion market. Clearly, this is just in its early stages and will continue to be a hot topic for some time. Neobank Winden, which aims to serve digital entrepreneurs, just raised $5.3 million. Winden is the brainchild of ex-Apple Card user experience designer Daniel Sathjensson, who realized that while there were plenty of banks for individuals, small businesses, and larger corporations, the digital entrepreneur had been left behind. Catering to this market segment looks like a smart move since the digital freelancer and gig work economy is both large and fast growing. The company has raised this impressive seed round led by storied venture firm Accel and several high-profile unicorn and Silicon Valley investors. It seems like more and more neobanks keep springing up, each focusing on a more specific market segment than the next. The increasing importance of embedded fintech, a $3.6 trillion market, is leading to hyper-focus on purpose-built fintech and DeFi that is narrowly targeted at serving unique market segments. Winden is just one example of this process in action. Apple has launched its breakout project in a bid to become a key player in the financial services space. The breakout project aims to bring a suite of financial services such as credit checks, fraud analysis, payment processing, and customer service in-house. It is possible that this move comes in a bid to launch an Apple-specific buy now, pay later scheme and to increase iPhone sales in demographics with poor consumer credit provision. Apple's dominance in the consumer market is already extremely strong, and they now want to begin competing in merchant services. The tech giant's breakout project may bring the benefit of reducing any external partner's ability to access consumer data. But while this might offer enhanced security to our ever more vulnerable digital data, there are other security and protection risks when one company owns the entire supply chain. Still, it's not hard to think about a future where Apple becomes a full-fledged financial services company with checking, savings, and even investments. The financial services industry is ripe for disruption, and global fintech investments are reaching records at $621 billion last year, according to CB Insights. We'll have to see how this one pans out. All right, fintech fam, that's all for this edition of News Bites. Thank you to our friends at Yield Street for collaborating and to our listeners for tuning in. If you love this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button. You can find me on all your favorite podcast platforms. Until next time, talk to you soon.
Support for this podcast comes from Yield Street.
trying to time the stock market can lead to regret. At Yield Street, our alternative investments are designed to create predictable secondary income streams, providing you with tools to help put your money to work immediately. These investments in asset classes like art, real estate, and legal finance typically have low correlation with the stock market and target annual yields up to 7 to 10%. Welcome to the next generation of investing. Welcome to Yield Street. Sign up today at yieldstreet.com.